The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ho, ho,
oh.
Ho. Good afternoon.
Well, I'm glad we're not off to a silly start.
Hi, Mike.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, you.
Thanksgiving-tacular. It's our Thanksgiving-tacular. Day before the holiday, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, is not to be confused with Friday, which is
traditionally
the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Right.
That's what it is, yes. So welcome to the show. Listen, before we get started here, when we have our fabulous holiday spectacular, which is coming up after our Thanks-tacular,
Raw 2,
which is our Raw 2 segment where we are going to be drinking, we are going to be playing Secret Santa. And of course, as we leave and go our separate ways for the Thanksgiving holiday.
It sounds so fey. We're going to be playing Secret Santa.
We're going to be playing Secret Santa.
That never happens.
And it's necessary for us to each pick a name out of a hat.
Yes.
And then we can shop for our individual, and then we will open those gifts probably in the third hour. Of the
I plan to shop through Amazon.
Of the are you going to go through our website?
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's very exciting.
Secret Santa's always 50-50, right?
It's always 50-50.
Like
you never know.
Not with the people you get, but with the presents you receive.
Right. You mean as far as 50-50 as to whether it's a success or not?
Yes.
And I think, what did we say that our limit is going to be this year, Rob?
Wasn't it a minimum 75. Of 20 and
75.
A ceiling of 75?
$20,000.
That's right.
A minimum of $20,000.
No, what is, I forget what we said.
I thought it was a minimum of 75.
Minimum, yeah. A minimum of 75?
Yes, I thought it was.
Yeah, you were upping it a few times.
I liked it. If
it was right around the yard sale, Mike. Don't get happy.
$75 minimum?
That's fine.
Why don't we make that the ceiling, and you can go wherever you want?
Okay, that's a good
idea.
That's fair. $75 is the ceiling.
That gives us a ballpark range. Yeah,
right. We should have a ceiling.
Yes.
For certain people.
Rob.
No. We should have a low end.
$75, you can get something that the person's not going to trash or re-gift.
Right.
Hopefully.
$75 is the minimum?
And $75 is the ceiling.
What is the minimum?
The minimum is $74.
Is it sale of the century?
Rob, what would you like the minimum to be?
I think, and it pains me to say this, $50 to $75 should be our thing.
$50 to $75.
Although I don't feel it right here in my ticker.
You will when you draw the name.
I was going to give baked goods, but
you aren't going to give fruitcake.
No, I was. Everyone gets a fruitcake anyway.
That's right.
So just settle down.
And we can't go over $75. What
you,
if we
you
see
can
something?
If you'd like.
Keep it in the ballpark.
You keep it in the relative of it, but don't go lower than $50.
So don't get me that car.
And prices will be checked.
Right.
So we'll do that.
I think everyone should be forced to produce a receipt.
A receipt is a great idea.
That's the gift receipt.
That's the spirit of the season.
No, a real receipt, because a gift receipt won't show the cost.
A gift receipt.
You have to be forced to produce your receipt with the gift.
Can we start the drawing for the Secret Santa?
Let's
I just wanted to get that out
start
of the way.
Start with you, sir.
All right, very good.
It's a tradition.
Oh, this is always very exciting.
If you draw your name, you got to show it so that we know you got your name, and then put it back.
And incidentally, and this is all six of us, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So that's
everybody in this room.
Buzz, Rob, Oscar, Mark, Ronick, and also RJ Diaz. All right, here we go.
It's exciting.
All right, here we go.
See? Told you it was. Mike's reaching into the Mike O'Mara Show hat.
I bet I can read his face and know who he got. I know.
Jeez.
You got somebody. All right.
No, it's not me.
No, it's not you. That face is
Rob knows me very well.
I think I know who it is, too.
Very well.
Watch out.
All right, Rob's getting
hum
his.
K.
Very good.
Hum K. Rob, punker face, be whack. Mm-hmm. You're not getting any indication, unlike me, who's like... Well, there we go.
You know what I forgot to do? I was going to put my name six times in there. And I totally forgot.
That would have been a funny gag.
I know. I totally forgot.
That
damn it.
He totally forgot, Mike.
Right, totally.
Literally.
Literally forgot.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody good? Set the pots right.
We're good.
Right. No duplicates. No.
Now, now do we memorize who we have and we let's and put them back in the hat?
Then you have to eat
okay.
the piece.
Okay. Well, do you want to hold it in case you forget later?
Yeah, I'm not going to forget. Right. Believe me, no, I'm not going to forget. Put forget it back either. In the hat. There you go. Very good. All right, right, we're all set to go.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. That's right. Here you go, RJ.
Nope.
Okay, get that. Pass
let's
it around.
Repick.
That's it.
Second draw.
Why do I feel like everyone has me?
Best two out of three.
Can we sell our pick like in a football draft?
Okay. All right, we all picked our Secret
well,
Santa.
Sucked. Yes, we did.
And you know what I call that, Rob?
What's that?
I call that a great opening.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
One's running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity!
Children are searching for their mothers, and... Oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Hey! As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Yeah. What made that great is because there were enough people that went, turkeys don't fly?
Right.
It's a Boyd.
That's right.
Oh, God. That's from WKRP in Cincinnati, one of the absolute classic moments in American Indeed. Television. Welcome and join across America on stations like Iowa's 1630, Casey, yay, yay, and Vermont's 107.3, The Gom. In 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, happy Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Cappy.
Happy Thanksgiving, yeah. Cappy.
This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Wednesday,
yes,
November 24, 2010, and we are now approaching 4 million downloads.
We passed it.
And we passed it?
Didn't we pass 4 million?
Oh, that's right, we're past
over.
It. Yes, yes, it says on my thing. Sometimes I just read what's there.
That's good.
That we're now approaching 4 million downloads. Our show today is brought to you by Mangrates. Now listen to me. He doesn't want socks. He doesn't want sweaters or ties.
No.
He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron.
Right.
You might be saying to yourself, well, I bought the Mangrates. Well, you love them.
Well, sure.
How about others?
Share.
Right.
How Share. About people that you know love to grill outside?
Spread the joy.
This is the kind of gift. If you get this gift for him, and I say him, yes, I'm being sexist, or her if she likes to grill as well. Yeah. If you get this for the griller in your family, this is the type of thing that maybe they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Exactly, Mike.
You give that to them, they say, well, I'll give it a try. And suddenly they've got restaurant-style cooking on their grill in the backyard. It's called a Mangrate. We love ours. And it is a grill enhancement system.
Sure.
Enhancement system. Starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And it comes with the best grill brush ever. Now available in quantities from 1 to 4. Get somebody special this Christmas, a Mangrate, and click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. We would certainly appreciate that.
Thank you in advance.
On today's show, our final Thanksgiving roundtable, although I believe we've covered Thanksgiving so
well,
thoroughly.
Well, we love food.
We do love that. We love to talk Thanksgiving.
I love chestnuts.
It's a great
Yeah,
they're hard to find.
Holiday.
Did you know that?
I found them fresh, but never in a jar.
Where are you going? I want to ask everybody what they're doing in detail. Does anyone know about one particular food stuff that I got from a Facebooker who will be thrilled to know that I'm talking about this. Because
what?
I got this. I've never heard of it before. And we will start with that before I get to my rant on Bristol Palin. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know about Southern Maryland stuffed ham?
No.
Anybody know about that?
Sounds delicious.
It's called Southern Maryland stuffed ham, and I thought somebody in this room might be aware of it. Southern Maryland stuffed ham, apparently a tradition around the D.C. area.
What you do is you cut open a ham. Yeah.
You buy a crab, and you shove it, shell and all, right into the center of a ham.
A lot of Old Bay.
Take out the bone.
I bet it's got Old Bay in it.
I bet it's a crab stuffing.
You think so?
That would be my guess. Probably.
Southern Maryland, Mark Ronick is busily searching the net right now for Southern Maryland stuffed ham.
While he's looking, I've heard two great ideas for side dishes on your show that I had not considered for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
before.
I'm going to be doing one.
One of them was cheesy potatoes. A guy phoned in 105.9 The Edge and told you about cheesy potatoes, and then I heard somebody mention this morning potato salad. I never thought of that as a Thanksgiving food, but I think that's brilliant.
Being a Mick, I would love potatoes en masse. I'd like to have a smash
several potatoes
scallop,
and whiskey.
That potato. Yeah. Potatoes and whiskey. Right.
What about a turducken?
A turducken.
I've tried that.
I did it once, and I had to bring it to somebody else's house, and I might have overcooked it.
It's easy to do.
But all I know is when I cut into the turducken, and when you cut into a turducken, you get this nice fantasy of like cutting it open and seeing the nice little layers of food.
Right.
And I cut into this turducken, and it was just like an IED went off inside the bird.
No. It's delicious, but it's a mess.
It's just all this crap splayed out all over the place.
We did one, and I think it was filled with jambalaya.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's the one I
used,
jambalaya.
And it's delicious, but it turns into a mess.
It's just a mush of crap.
You don't know if you're eating duck or turkey
or human.
Hair.
Right, hands.
Did you, I'm being a horrible, Mike O'Mara, Don and Mike historian, but did you used to do them outside?
No.
You used to fry them?
No. Buzz.
Who used to do
Buzz's
them?
Buzz's turkey.
I traditionally did them on the grill. Okay.
He would do his turkey
but
on the Weber.
But not turduckens, just turkeys.
Which still to this day, Buzz brought one of his smoked turkeys.
Couple of your parties.
To your wedding party.
Oh. And to the Christmas party.
No, the engagement
so
party.
So you do them on the grill, you don't deep fry them.
I do. You know, use the round Weber kettle grill.
Yeah. I mean,
by the way, Mangrates work great. On
right,
but this uses a heat circulation method, and it cooks in the same amount of time it cooks in your oven. So you freeze up your oven, it gets this great smoke flavor, and then I catch the juices. So I've got these smoky juices to make the world's best gravy.
Hey man, I'm smoky juices.
Yeah. Hey, smoky juices.
Okay, that
I will
makes
tell
sense.
You, man. He brought one of those to a party that he cooked on his Weber. Mm-hmm. It's kind of smoked the thing,
right.
And I'll tell you something.
It was a hit.
That was the best bird that I ever had.
It was a turkey. Okay.
When do we get to talk about what we're thankful for?
We did that on yesterday's show. Have you found the Southern Maryland stuffed ham?
I did in No Old Bay.
Okay, what is it?
All right, so we've got, of course, ham.
All right, hold on a second. Let me give you a little
ham.
Sound effect.
We need a ding for that.
Go ahead. Ham.
By the way, Mark, ham comes from a pig.
Turn up replay number six, please. Ham.
Thank you. We got it. 1 head of cabbage, 2 pounds of kale, 1 pound onions, one bunch scallions, 1 tablespoon red pepper, 2 tablespoons of mustard seed, 2 tablespoons of celery seed, 1 teaspoon of Tabasco sauce.
I bet that's good.
It's a lot.
3 teaspoons of ground red pepper, 2.5 tablespoons of salt. And lastly, you need you need either a cheesecloth or old pillowcase.
Oh,
an old pillowcase.
That's what it says here.
My choice.
Rinse it out.
What is it?
I have to find out why you need the pillowcase.
Maybe is there any meat? Is there? There's no more meat.
No more meat.
The ham.
Just the ham.
It's mainly stuffed with cabbage and onion from the sound of it.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Yeah.
And it's the best ham I ever found.
This is so good. I love it because it keeps you regular.
Man, it sounds okay.
I think you were hoping for like a crab and bread and Old Bay stuff.
Yeah, like fun stuff.
You know what's fun? A crab pretzel.
What's a crab pretzel?
You never had one of those?
No. What's a crab pretzel?
It's basically what is a crab cake with a button, depending on what kind of sauce you use.
Yeah.
But it's surrounded by pretzel.
Really?
And you just
like crab cake in the middle?
In the middle.
Where do you get them?
Where do you get a crab pretzel?
The last place I ever had a crab pretzel was in Columbia, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And
sounds good.
It was at Nottingham's, which is a nice bar up there.
Nottingham's.
Nottingham's.
I'm going out there to get a crab pretzel.
They have the crab pretzel.
Rob, I need some music. If you could give me some showbizy kind of music.
Okay. Oh,
he doesn't
showbizy,
have any of that. No,
schmaltzy kind of music.
He doesn't have anything.
I think we need that. Did you give all the ingredients to
that? I did. And what you do with that pillowcase or the cheesecloth is you put the ham, and after you've seasoned it and got it all together, you put it inside it, you put the stuffing in, and then you put it in and cook it.
In the bag.
Wouldn't it catch on fire?
I would think the pillowcase might catch on fire, but that's what this recipe here says.
Wow. Southern Maryland stuffed
ham. Now we know.
Sounds like too much work.
I'm sorry we asked, actually.
The pillowcase? That's gross.
Not a fan of that.
Take Barbara Mikulski's pillowcase that's had her little greasy midget head on it for a number of years and seep it through there with all that. We got the music for this?
I'm hungry.
Working on it.
All right, come on now. Hurry up. I want to do this right now. Right
now. Was she governor at one point?
No, she's senator. She just was reelected senator from the great state of Maryland.
An
and
icon.
She's a little butterball. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Roddick presents a new feature on MikeOMaraShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, today, welcome to Rob Spiewak's Gay Threads. That's right. There are a lot of people that are on Facebook, but no one's as active as Rob Spiewak, and every thread he starts ends up gayer than the next one.
When he goes fruitcake shopping, he wears gay threads.
That's right. It's time for Rob Spiewak's Gay Threads. So today's So What? Let's Dance. Let's try the first thread. All right, turn that down.
Okay.
Right. We did this before.
Facebook
and this time we
threads.
Decided it was so good the last time. We would we've always indicated that Rob has his circle of white, doughy, pasty
my
friends.
My circle of jerks, Mike.
Men and women, all white and pasty. Mm-hmm. That
We all fear the sunlight.
Well, Rob, I've never noticed a real ethnic component on your threads. It seems to be a certain type of salt of the earth.
He would need
Middle America.
Good people, Mike.
He would need to accept them, Mike.
He would, yes, that's right.
I decline that friendship.
And he doesn't do that. So this one, this thread comes to us from Sunday, November 21st, a Sunday when a lot of people might be hanging out with their families, going to brunch. No, Mr. Spiewak and his giant head are sitting right in front of the computer, and all he puts on his thread.
It doesn't take much.
On this fishing expedition is.
And that's, make no mistake, that's what this is. We're fishing.
He's fishing just for a little, you're bored out of your mind.
Of course.
What's the family doing? Are the family all scattered throughout the house
I'm
doing
gonna
different things?
I'm going to play the odds and say Julia is upstairs, Robert's at a friend's house, and Carrie's recuperating.
So you're in your computer room.
Of course.
All by yourself, and Rob writes, so what? So let's dance. That's all he put.
That's it.
I've never written anything that vague on a on a Facebook message.
And then, Mike, just behind the curtain, I sit back and go, all right, let's do it.
That's from Caddyshack.
Do you
right?
really do that? You write this and then you just wait to see them appear?
Pretty much. What I'll do is I'll have stuff I'll need to do on the computer.
Right.
And so the first thing I'll do is I'll put a status.
Plant that seed.
Then I'll go around and they'll start popping up.
So what? Ba-ding, so let's dance is your status.
Is that from Caddyshack?
It is. That's what Rodney says.
Ah. So what? So let's dance. All right, the first one, here's the wild card. Mm-hmm. The first one comes in from Mrs. Spiewak. Is she in another part of the house where she's doing this?
She's got her laptop with her, and she's recuperating.
You friended her?
I should have blocked her.
So Carrie wants to play, and I'm guessing perhaps medicated.
Vicodin.
Yeah, Vicodin. Yeah.
Vicodin
Carrie,
makes her so agreeable, but chatty.
Rob writes, so what? So let's dance. Carrie writes, put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Yeah, David Bowie.
Yeah, I'm aware of it's David Bowie.
I was telling Oscar.
I know that. Then Brian Monahan just jumps in.
Hello.
With reckless abandon
My
and
name
says,
is Brian Monahan.
We're all going to get laid.
Also from Caddyshack.
Then Thomas Spence writes, how about a fresco? Here they go.
Right.
They're off to the races. Well, Rob, no waiting for Rob Spiewak to respond.
He
as Rob
back.
Writes, why do you hate capital letters? And what was that for?
For Carrie, because she was too lazy to type capital letters on her phone.
Okay.
And that does piss me off.
That's important.
It is.
That's so important.
Punctuation, Mike.
And Greg Chance, also up into the wee hours of the 10:26, mid-morning. Any way you want it. Kurt Means writes, only if I get to lead. Here they go.
See, it's beginning.
Here they go. Now, these are people. I'm sorry. I interpret that as someone who wants to lead with Rob Spiewak
exactly.
dancing.
That's what it is, Mike.
Scott Klug writes, cut that off. I don't explain. See, not only do I read these to show that your secret handshake club has all these strange homoerotic undertones.
That's what the judge, Eleanor's, what's his name, Elihu Smales says when Rodney's dancing. Cut that off!
Jesus.
Wow.
And you knew this as soon as it was
instantly
written in there.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
It's a club. Yeah,
these are my people, Mike.
Nerd.
I'm there, Rob. Trustin Rob. Justin Rob.
Randy Zellner writes, only if you wear that kilt again.
See, yeah, I don't
see. There it is.
Hugh Quinn writes, under the moonlight, the serious moonlight.
Yeah.
Oh. You all should be taken to a gulag. I swear to God. John Szypko.
Who?
I don't know. S-Z-Y-P-K-O.
I know not this man.
Szypko. Might be Szypko with those Polish names. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. Okay. That's a Rodney joke. Right. We're doing a Caddyshack thread
it's
here.
A riff, with a little David Bowie thrown
Sue
in.
Sue Fedor, the lady. A lady weighs in. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Okay. That doesn't relate to the thread.
Or
does it? They're 80s movies.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
remember,
I know it's Dirty. Don't explain when I know what the movie is.
Well, I'm working backwards because the thread was about dancing. So what? So let's dance.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. Right. God, you need an interpreter for this crap.
And here I am.
Cappy, our friend Cappy writes
good.
In. Choir, I'm always in a dancing mood.
She can do no wrong.
I
don't know.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Wendy Gale March. We came to dance, and typing so fast that dance is spelled D-A-M-N-C-E.
Dance.
Making moves from a passion play. Ultravox. What is that? Please translate.
Ultravox is a band. I assume it's one of their lyrics. A little too hip for me.
Very good. Hugh Quinn writes, I don't mind the letters, Rob, but I hate the capital steps. Oh, this is so very
capital
gay.
Letters, yes.
Very gay. Richard Crawford says, hey, baby, I bet you were something before electricity. All right. I have to admit, I'm mildly amused at the thread of the Caddyshack.
I think you should fish for remarks, Mike. It's fun.
William Sparks. No, thank you. William Sparks says, that man's a menace. That's Caddyshack also.
The man's
right.
a menace.
Tab Patterson. There he is.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock, probably just frantically pulling his pants
Tab
down.
Tab is pissed.
Yes, Tab is
he
like,
wanted to be at least one, two, or three seed in those comments.
Thank you.
Tab was very busy,
Tab's
as you know.
Out.
Came
Tab.
Late to the party.
He was doing laundry because, as you know, he bought 700 Rob Spiewak t-shirts when we sold them.
Thank you. I'm so, there he is, all in. Tab Patterson.
You see, you want me to be ashamed of this. I love this.
No, Tab Patterson, at least I will give Tab credit. He maintains the Caddyshack theme and writes, Are you
going to
eat your fat?
Spalding.
That's from Spalding. That's the funniest one. I give Tab his props on this.
Are you going to eat
That's the
your
funniest
fat?
One.
Attaboy,
and,
Tab.
Oh, and shocker, Adam Sternberg joins the party. Adam Sternberg, with his computer
from Florida.
With his computer attached to his stomach, writes, curses. Carrie beat me to the lyric. Okay, so I guess he wanted to say Dancing in the Moonlight, the serious moonlight.
Serious moonlight.
Now Doug Kubit says, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw.
More lines from Caddyshack.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. I bet if I buy a hat like this, you get a free bowl of soup. Huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though. He went all the way with the Caddyshack.
Yeah, the whole quote.
Sean McGuire, this is another one of the real secret handshake members here. Mm-hmm. And Sean doesn't get around to this for about an hour and 15 minutes later.
Well, right. He's probably thinking about the best thing to say.
Oh, this is your wife, huh? A lovely lady. Hey, baby, you must have been something before electricity. A violation, correct? Because the line has been used already.
Yeah, that is a violation.
That's not good.
Please
Sean,
read back in the thread.
Not yet. That's one of the rules.
Do not add to a thread you haven't read.
Scott Hansen, as it continues, writes, will Mike read this on the podcast if I type something witty? He must have had a I had no idea this was coming. I've seen this is the first time I'm reading this.
The answer
this.
Is no.
Eric Marks writes, you want to make $14 the hard way. All right, they're doing a good job with all of these Caddyshack. Yesterday, all right, let me see. So this is yesterday at 12:06. Eric Marks writes again, the best man, I got it from a Negro. That's very inappropriate.
But it's also from Caddyshack.
It's from
Caddyshack. Right for his wall. Right.
It's a quote. It's a quote. Michael Ogden writes, how crispy was Mike when he said this? Now, what mic are they talking about?
I don't know. Maybe
that doesn't make
something
any
one
sense.
Of the previous mics.
All right, I'm losing interest. Chris Geis writes, I was born to love you. I was born to kiss your face. I was born to rub you, but you were born to rub me first. That's Chevy Chase.
Right,
correct?
Also Caddyshack.
And then he writes something like that, so he didn't have it right. Nathan Sheldon writes, don't you people have homes?
Good question.
Derek Hunt writes, be the ball. Is that homoerotic?
Oh, is it?
So they're obviously aware
they're
of the fact that I've been busting
where
on
these. Where's Trip Affleck?
Where's Trip?
He might be watching the game.
Yeah, you never know. Michael Stratmone writes, dance off with your pants off. The world needs ditch diggers, too. Then we go on. Rob Rapulis, just a small town girl. Oh, my God. It's getting out of control. Sean McGuire back says, At Nathan, I yelled that to a bunch of kids on my street that were still out playing after dark on a Sunday evening. I amused myself. Sean McGuire seems to be out of touch.
What time did that post?
Alleged kid toucher.
That would be yesterday at 5:02 p.m.
That happy hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Cole writes, Boogie Wonderland,
Yeah, it's, they use Boogie Wonderland in Caddyshack.
All right, I'm not sure.
That's the lyric, Boogie Wonderland.
Get off of this.
Play that music again. play the other music, because, ladies and gentlemen.
I've lost it.
That was an example of Rob Spiewak's gay thread.
A Mark Gronick feature.
Yes, a Mark Gronick feature.
It was my homework last
night. Stay tuned for Gambit on many of these CBS stations.
Thank you, I love it. We will have our Thanksgiving roundtable after we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I've got more gay threads in my hand, but we're not going to burden you with those today.
Not today.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke, the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar smoke or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140.
Right.
You can get them now for just $64.95.
Amazing.
That's a crazy deal. And it's just for our listeners. No code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. Welcome back. Here it is, the day before Thanksgiving. We hope that if you're listening to this in your car, you've downloaded it, and we make the traveling go just a little faster for you as you head over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. Real quick, Buzz Burbank, Thanksgiving plans for you. Tell us where you're going.
Marcia and I are flying down to Orlando. We'll then make a short drive over to Ocala, Florida, where we have our friends Chris and Bob. Chris used to do the news on my morning show when I was a DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we've been maintained a friendship over the years. We're going to have a great time with them. It's a little weird for me because I'm usually either involved in or at the helm of a Thanksgiving dinner. So this year, it's completely out of my hands. I not only have no, I guess, direct input in what we're doing, but I don't have any knowledge of it. I don't know what we're doing.
And the way it'll work is you'll, so this is just the four of you?
Yes.
That's the two couples?
Right, exactly.
And then, of course, after the bird is finished and there's a little wine with dinner.
Then the swinging starts.
Yeah, then it begins.
Nice.
Keys in the jar. Yeah.
This was really the best bird I've ever had. Buzz. That's the wife of the other guy. Buzz, would you like to come out into the kitchen and help me wash up?
Oh, you were there.
Why, I'll be there. And meanwhile, right on the other side, of course, the other guy is in the dining room with Marcia.
Right.
And Marcia says, would you like me to help you clear these tables? And the guy goes, no need to help.
Oh, he sweeps the side.
I'll just clear off the table.
Clear off the
table. I'll just do that right now. And then, as everything gets wrapped up, all you hear in the house is...
That's right.
And that's Thanksgiving with the Burbanks.
That's not the hot tub.
We like to call it homemade creamed onions.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
nasty. Rob. Oh, Rob.
Isn't this the bonus?
Oscar Santana, you touched on it yesterday, but you are going to be, you keep referring to your Thanksgiving as down on the farm.
Yes.
You are going to be going to Kara's family's house.
A fully functioning farm.
Where you, the last time you were there.
Yes. Do they grow anything Buzz would like?
Do they grow any herbs of their own herbs?
No.
Of course not.
Not at all. Lots of goats. Some cows.
You're going to the farm, and this is where the gentleman with the handgun was before, right?
No, this is down the street at a different farm.
Oh, a different, but it's very rural.
Very rural.
Very rural where she lives.
So there will be guns.
And is this your very first Kara's family Thanksgiving?
I spent a Thanksgiving on a Sunday, which I don't know if that actually counts. But
Doesn't count.
They moved Thanksgiving to a Sunday once, and I spent it with them.
Oh,
two years ago, yes.
They had the bird and everything?
Yes.
Good vittles?
Yeah, everything was fine.
Did Granny cook
swell
vittles?
Well, it's the farm. That's why I call it vittles, because it's on the farm.
It was fine, but I miss the tradition of sitting down. It's more of a buffet style. Come when you want, come when you will. There's no really...
How many people
for
dinner?
Structure.
How many people
There's probably
dinner?
A good 20 people there.
See, it's really hard to do sit down once you get past like 12.
It's more
but
of
when
a
you
buffet.
Say it's like... So the turkey comes out and they start carving it. And do they even put out a buffet?
There is a buffet, but it's... I guess... For me, it's been such a formal holiday
sit
growing
down
up.
Dinner at your house,
whether it was large or small, you make the table bigger. That's
it's
what
kind
you
of
do.
A Catholic thing too.
Probably
you sit down and you say the grace.
And for them, it is There is a lot of religion involved, and it really has nothing to do with the religion, but more the presentation.
Right.
Where
right.
it's, you know, I showed up, I remember, on that Sunday dressed in khakis and like I was going to work, something formal.
You know what? I was always a big one for that. You show up, you're invited to a Thanksgiving dinner or a holiday dinner. And you dress a little bit.
At least like a sweater.
At the Santana household, it's even, I mean, it's too strict. We wear ties and it's like everything's very formal.
You know what? It's strict, but I'll tell you something. I don't mind that.
It's not bad. Going to Oscar's house is like taking a flight in 1950.
But I love the fact it used to be, it wasn't all that long ago.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Where for a holiday, you'd go upstairs and you'd get dressed.
For dinner,
You put on at least dress pants and a nice like holiday sweater with a snowflake on it.
At a minimum.
In my case, I wore the short pants. With the buckled shoes.
I wore knickers.
But that's the way it currently is at the house.
Right.
At my house.
Now, Oscar, I have to ask you, because your family is from Bolivia, and so I would be interested in prior years, what would a standard menu be? I mean, is it like the meals at your family's house?
We have everything that the gringos have, the Americans have.
Right. Everything the gringos have.
But my mom likes making her flan. She makes sardinas. Right. She makes panetón.
See, the flan right there, that's worth going to the show. Oh,
so she puts that all together, and that's what she prides herself on doing it.
Sure.
And now this year it's gonna be a little different because my sister's gonna be cooking. But regardless, I'm not gonna be there. I'm gonna be at my girlfriend's.
Will you be able to go home and get a flan later on?
She makes so much. There's always something. There's enough for weeks.
Oh, bring me a flan.
Yeah, so
bring me a custard.
I would love some flan as well.
But my contention is not necessarily with
you and I will have to fight each other.
The venue,
flan fight,
where it would be the farm.
Right.
It's actually the presentation that I could, if I wanted, I could go there with sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and no one would say anything.
Will you?
No.
You'll dress up.
Yes.
And also, are you
an example for those heathens?
Well, no, it's not because they're heathens.
Wear the good overalls.
It's just that's what the way they do.
But don't they break into song after dinner? Don't they
testify
bring like the jug
before,
out?
Everybody comes out. They testify because they're very religious. Like, well, I don't know what the hell that really means, but I've heard.
Explain what it sounds like. What does a testify sound like?
What I heard when I was there was basically you're testifying to the Lord, saying thank you for everything you've done, and it's very. We do the same type of testifying in my house, but we do as we say when we're thankful to God and we're thankful to our family members for you know, health and, and the good fortune we've had in our lives.
Right. I've testified before.
But not to the not to the point the where you are you yelling and you are everybody's got to hear you like you're almost at a sermon.
Right.
I don't care for that, but I can tolerate that. I hate the fact that you can wear sweatpants and you can go any way you'd like. Yeah. If you just rolled out of bed, you high-five someone and get some food and roll out.
But you don't want to wear your dress pants because then they'll get all dirty from the lawn furniture that you're sitting on there on the table.
You're not too far off, Mark Rodden.
I testify the fact that I sure do on that drumstick, and some of them French fried potatoes.
But,
are these the darlings?
Yes.
But any brawl you're in or if you need to go hunting, they are the family to go to.
Now, I got
a
question.
I'd love to do a little hunting on Thanksgiving. About, that'd be fun.
One of the things that you're not dreading but not looking forward to is it the fact that you don't know them as well as your family and you're going to be something of an outsider.
Now, I'm always an outsider when I go over. Kara's sisters I'm closest to, and their twin sisters are younger. They're like 18 and 19.
Right.
And I can have a conversation with them as long as possible.
Kara's got 18 and 19-year-olds.
They're both 19 now. They're just
19. It was a long delivery.
19-year-old twin sisters?
Yes. They look like Kara, but younger. Yes.
All right, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
I'm such a nasty old man.
This is I want you to rethink before you ask
photos.
Absolutely.
Please. Are they on the Facebook?
They should be. I don't know.
Okay, Menage.
It's really creepy.
Put it in your trousers. Thank you very much.
So
bring Mike a picture of the sisters. Bring me a picture of the flan.
You know the secret of the Mike O'Mara show? He is the horniest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Unquestionably, he is the horniest guy in the room. Absolutely 1,000%. Are they on Facebook?
Something went wrong at the circumcision.
So really what it is the brothers have kind of accepted me in the best way they can. We just don't have that much in common, so we really don't. But the brothers are really kind-hearted, really nice guys.
They're big, strong guys.
Oh, yeah, they're the same
guys
that when I was there 3 weeks ago and it was like 4 a.m., and I went to the kitchen because they have Kara has her own separate apartment, and the brothers have their own on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It sounds more like a compound than a.
It sounds like Waco.
It is a compound, but not like Waco.
All right.
Yeah. And I remember I had gone
to get
something out of the kitchen, and her father was up because he was gearing up to go hunting with the boys.
Okay.
It was 4 a.m. And he says in the middle of the dark, as I'm getting something from the kitchen, he says, "Who's that there hunter down there?" And I'm like, "Mr. McKenzie, it's just Oscar. I'm getting a glass of water." "Oh, it's, are you coming hunting today, son?" "No, I'm just going to go back to Kara's place." But it's that.
"Sorry,
the way
I have
it
a bad gene. I won't be carrying a weapon today."
And but apparently when Oscar's, when the father talks to Oscar, he talks like the gingerbread man.
But literally, he's got, it's a, that's what they do. They go hunting during hunting.
Yeah, is that the voice he does?
Yeah, your voice got gingy from Shrek.
"Who's that there hunter down there?"
Now, my gingerbread might have been. It's all, I have one voice. That's all I
know.
Have.
"What are you doing down there, boy?
What are you doing down there, boy?"
There it is.
So, do you know Ginger? No. "Do you know the Muffin Man?"
Have you done the hunting thing with the dad?
Oh, no.
You gotta do
will
it
you
once.
Ever?
No, this is the family that they saw like a pheasant on top of the roof and they blew it away and they ate it.
Would you ever go out and shoot defenseless animals? Would you ever do that?
I've gone skeet shooting before.
Try a hunting trip with them.
No, I'm telling you.
Might be fun.
It's high power rifles.
It might result in an accident.
It's like
Mike.
No BS. Like that's the type of place where you get shot by someone else is hunting.
Right.
Or I shoot myself.
Do they drag the kill back to the house?
And they got it right in the barn, they lay it out, they bleed it out.
Do they drink while they hunt?
I you know what? I've never been. I couldn't tell you.
That's your trouble. So you're going to have fun, though, it sounds like.
Yes.
It'll be a pleasant experience.
And on Friday morning,
and
when
it's good food.
Good family, good food.
And then are you out of there on Thanksgiving?
I'll show you the text. I know you hate texts, but I'll show you the text I got from her sister.
All good right. news for Oscar sister. Is you're staying the night, right, Oscar, there?
Yes, I'm staying
there. On Friday morning when they go hunting, they're going to give him a half-hour head start.
I got a text.
What could possibly go wrong?
There you go.
I got a text.
"Here you go. Look at that Bolivian run. Hey, Daddy. I winged him, Daddy.
I hit him in the iPad.
Run, you little bastard.
Hanging in the
barn.
I'll
get you right there." That's right.
Bleed him out.
Okay, this is what I got. I said, she's asking me to bring some stuff that she had left over our apartment when she was hanging out with Kara. And I said, okay, because she knows that I'm the responsible one. I'll
remember
bring some stuff.
That's nice.
She says, "Have a nice day. Can't wait to see you on Thursday. Dinner's going to be delicious. Mm-hmm. Stop eating now and prepare yourself. LOL.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's
so that's
good.
And that's the 19-year-old?
That's the 19-year-old.
All right. Enjoy yourself. I'm sorry. Come on. That's terrible. I just can't help myself.
LOL.
Rob, you've got you have 4 minutes left.
Okay, then I'll be very quick. Okay. Tomorrow, the kids, this is new this year. Do you know Loudoun County gives kids the whole week off for Thanksgiving?
Really?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. You think with the snow days and all that they wouldn't do that.
It's all that money. Who needs to learn?
Yeah, so they...
Yeah, no wonder, meanwhile, you know...
the wealthiest county.
Over in South Korea, you know, they're lapping us and really running... And meanwhile, we're going, Rocky Road!
Exactly.
You know?
So the kids have...
Where's Iran located? Ooh. Right next to Billings, Montana.
The kids are home tomorrow all day, so they'll be their job to set the table, because this is the one meal of the year that we use the wedding china. We get it out.
That's it. You are Johnny Traditionalist. I love it. I really do.
Yeah, we have it. It has to come out of the cabinet, and it has to be stacked, and it does get used once a year. We have service for 12,
but we'll
be feeding 8.
Okay.
So I put the leaf in the table already. Mm-hmm. We'll get out the special tablecloth and the cloth napkins and all that stuff. The kids will have to do that tomorrow. That's their job tomorrow.
Is there a kids' table, like a card table for the kids?
We have done that in the past, but since we're only feeding 8, we can fit everyone at the dining room table.
Right.
It'll
That's
be
cool.
Me, Carrie, the kids, my mom, her husband, and a neighbor, and I've mentioned Jabril many times on the show.
Yes.
Oh, Jabril's coming over?
Jabril.
We're having Jabril.
I picture Jabril looks like, boy, who's the TV character? I'm trying to think.
Buckwheat.
No, not Buckwheat.
I picture Dudley from...
Who's the nerdy black character?
Oh, Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
Urkel.
Does Jabril look like Urkel?
Jabril is a dead ringer for Stymie from The Little Rascals.
And Jabril and his... So you're having a multi-ethnic Thanksgiving.
Well, the
just like the original.
Jabril's parents have split.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a weird holiday for them with Dad not at home. So we had them over. I mean, Jabril has become like my third kid.
Could you offer comfort to Mrs. Jabril?
I would like this very much.
Really?
Yes.
Could we perhaps... Could we perhaps hear? He does not do anything out of the goodness of his heart. Everything has an ulterior motive. Everything. Trust me, that's what I love about the boy.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Every. You think he's going to do something? No, there's something underneath.
He's got something going on.
If it's the Muscular Dystrophy Association, there's definitely a telethon involved. He'll get TV time.
I will get on television.
Please, to, as best you can, perhaps the celebrity that Mrs. Jabril most resembles.
I'm trying to think. You know, mm-hmm. She is. She's got a very pretty face.
How old is she?
I'd say she's a little younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, you know what? There's a little Tyra to her, but darker.
Wow.
Oh, I love her. She's a very nice lady.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, yeah. Just say I love
Worth
her.
Blowing your image, isn't it? Wow, that's good stuff. Boy,
so, yeah, we'll have
good.
That. And then also tomorrow, I'll make the stuffing a day in advance, and I'll bake the pies tomorrow.
Good stuff.
And then traditional turkey. The one thing, with only eight people, we had to axe one dish because there's just too much food.
Okay.
And after much deliberation, goodbye sweet potatoes. Sorry.
Amen. Yeah.
That's fine with me.
You can have those.
Well, you know, but Carrie's got a
great
recipe.
You want candy, go to the ice cream shop.
I agree.
Carrie makes it, and the topping is almost like an oatmeal cookie.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, you know.
Lots of cookie, not many potatoes.
I've never had. I don't dig it. I don't like my sweet and my savory. So I'm fine if it's just a salty turkey dinner.
So we'll do turkey stuffing, potatoes, creamed onions, string beans. I think that's it.
Very good.
Rolls.
Okay, here we go. Real quick, I got the least amount of time, but I don't need it. I'm going to just tell you right now, 9 total. I know I said 20 at one point. No, not even close. We got 9 people
Good
coming.
Number.
We got me. We got Carla. My kids will be with me Thanksgiving Eve, and then I'm taking them to their mom's house about 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm fine with that. No problem. In fact, we got, for the first time ever, the ex and I have this kind of flexible, totally, hey, you want to do something, give me a call, and we'll do that, and that's where we are.
Excellent.
And she's married, and I'm married, and life is good, and my kids are happy, and I'm looking forward to a very good Thanksgiving. We will have 9 people. It is me, my wife. It is my wife's mother. It is my wife's grandparents. It is Mr. RJ Diaz and his son, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They will be coming over. It is my bass player, Paul, the one who quit the band when Dad got drunk a little while ago. But now he not only is he back in the band, he's coming to Thanksgiving dinner.
But he doesn't.
By how time heals, huh?
Will he bring anything?
Anyway, I don't know. I'm not probably his
have
own six-pack of beer.
Have him bring something complicated.
Yes. We'll see what happens with that. And then the friend of the family, Rob, and his son,
thank you,
Kane, is coming.
Right,
and that's it. That's our 9. We're going to be there. And I just, as a matter of fact, between the two shows, I actually modified the menu rather dramatically.
Really?
That, yeah.
What'd you do?
We're not going to serve the original menu. We are serving Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yum. Yeah.
So, RJ, something to look forward to.
Most folks.
Yes,
most folks.
Should be. No biscuits, though. You know, you don't want to. We'll make those. Those will be popping fresh. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll have our Thanksgiving Eve audio vaults on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's next. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're listening to the song stylings of Mr. Joe Cocker. Give me a ticket to an aeroplane or whatever the hell it is.
The letter.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Right.
Let us see. You want to hear? Want to hear the band kick in on this one? All right.
Great stuff,
ladies and gentlemen. Great horn section for a live band right here. All right. Listen to this horn section. Kick in, boys. Yeah. How about a little tambourine?
Mad Dogs and Englishmen. If you've never seen this movie, see this movie.
There are no box tops.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Amazon. We've told you before. We'll tell you again. Go to our website if you're going to shop through Amazon because that benefits the show greatly. Black Friday deals have already begun at Amazon. Constantly competitive with the big stores that open early Friday. Stay out of the chaos. This year, stay out of the chaos.
Get away from it.
This year, get everything you need at Amazon. Hassle-free one-click purchasing through their link at the bottom of our website. Black Friday starts today and runs through Cyber Monday. So check that out.
And Mike, I did...
Or was it yesterday?
It actually started yesterday.
It started yesterday, but...
It's underway today.
Yeah, and what I did today is I put a banner at the top of our page that will link right to Amazon's Black Friday deals. If you buy through there, we'll still get that credit that we ask everybody for.
Good stuff. Amen.
Well done, Mark.
Looking forward to that. All right, let's open up the audio vault for Thanksgiving Eve, traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
I like to play this tape once a year, Mike. It's one of my all-time favorite moments from The Tonight Show. It was a night that Ed was not there.
Yeah.
So Doc was sitting in the first base.
Right.
As a divorced dude, I will tell you there is something about men who are performing at a much higher level than I've ever performed, but there is just something about a bunch of these old farts talking about their divorces that cracks my ass
up. This is a great piece
of humor. Because this kind of humor is what I like to call divorced men humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you've never heard it, this is pretty funny on the Johnny Carson
show. It's so funny, and it's one of the most natural, great laughs that
Johnny
does.
It's not
a
particularly funny line. It's just so honest and
it's
so real.
It's a real moment.
This is very cool. Check this out.
Doc Severinsen with Johnny Carson.
TV history.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well. You know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness. You're not going to sell
it. I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Was you like?
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just say you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked.
Not real.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
The best.
That is wonderful. Great television. Great God, moment. I love
That's
that.
The best.
That's
very,
so much
very good.
Fun to listen to.
Now, Mike, we've had more entries in our La-Di-Da contest.
Well, La-Di-Da.
And I would like to spotlight this one from John Talamantes. This La-Di-Da song is called Curl It.
Curl it, pinch it, lick it. Curl it, pinch it, lick it.
Oh, wow, I like this.
Curl it, pinch it, lick it. On the Mike O'Mara show. Curl it, pinch it, lick it. Everybody now curl it, pinch it,
everybody
lick
now.
It. Curl it, pinch it, lick it. On the Mike O'Mara show. How dare you? What could possibly go wrong? How dare you? On the Mike O'Mara show. On the Mike O'Mara show. On the Mike O'Mara show. On the Mike O'Mara show.
No. Pretty good pretty stuff. Good. I like that. Yeah. I like it when they really make the voice processor work.
Good job. Yeah. Good
now,
job.
Mike, I've been teasing you about this, or with this, I should say, for weeks. You mentioned it a couple weeks ago that you'd like to hear some tape of Larry Fine of the Three Stooges from his last interview.
And so we have that as a
thing. Right, so I went down. Into the...
For those of you that are Three Stooges fans...
Larry always sounded like this, hey, like that. But then when he got to be old, he sounded like this. And
this
I think
is
he
after,
sounds funny.
After a couple strokes, I think. Here's the story of the bloody fountain pen.
Okay.
Oh my.
Larry Fine on the Mike O'Mara radio program.
And many a time, we didn't even use sound effects. Then one day, they had a scene where a fountain pen jumps out of a bowl of whipped cream and hits me right here. Well, after all the preparation, I said to Jules, I said, look, the hole that's holding the wire, you know, they shot on the wire, is too big. It's going to hit me right in the skull. He said, oh, I wouldn't let nobody hurt you, Larry. So I see this prop man, I know he's going to do it fast. He did, and it went about that deep in my skull. I finished the scene, and I pulled the pen out. ink and blood went all down my face. And I let him have it. Some choice words. What I didn't know was some teacher had a lot of school children on the set. I felt so terrible.
Yeah.
You know, because we really love kids.
They are so sweet, wow, the Three Stooges. You know, he's like, this effing pen in my effing skull, you MF-er. Oh, look at the kids.
We really love the kids.
But they finished the scene.
He performed anyway.
They had this work ethic in those days, and I think it was because of film, right?
Yeah.
They didn't want to utilize more film, so they would finish the scene. I got a fountain pen in my skull, Bo.
The budget and the Three Stooges were just constantly knocking heads. You know what they used to do? They would get the writers. If Columbia finished a big picture, like a picture that was in a castle,
right?
They would send the writers out before they dismantled the castle set, and they say, "Can you write something to make the Three Stooges do something in a castle? Because we've got the set already."
Because they just were that cheap.
Yeah, so they would write for what they've got.
I bled, and then I called them an F stick.
Well, thank goodness that pen incident didn't affect his speech.
Yeah, I always wondered that the Stooges were always, when I got a chance to see them, were always like on a set somewhere.
Yeah.
Like they were never, there was never like some home base.
Soundstage.
It limited them. You know where they shot all their films is where we went out and you did King of Queens.
Right.
That was the old Sony. The Sony lot is the old Columbia lot.
And they would do occasional stuff outside, but it was like outside the soundstage.
Yeah, right, it would be like any football stadium.
Like they'd go around the corner to a drugstore just to do to
but
that
But there was
stuff.
No continuity as far as their characters.
There you go, Bo.
And you know, Larry was no stranger of injuries, Mike.
Right.
As a matter of fact, one time he was injured by Joe Derita.
Really? We had to stop production. Was in the Three Stooges beat Hercules.
Oh,
I fell out of the carriage.
Carriage.
Curly Joe hit me right here. 280 pounds. I thought Chewy crushed my chest. They took me to the cedars of Lebanon, where fortunately they found out I didn't have a crushed chest. Maybe I'm stronger than I thought I was.
There you go. Yes. Oh God! All right, got time for one or two more.
Yeah, let's close with Mike. Poor Curly.
What happened?
This
I don't know.
Sad.
This is sad, right?
Very sad, right?
Because Larry Wright wanted to talk about Curly.
And poor Curly was a genius in my way. A real nut. You have to be a little crazy to stay in show business, you know that. He used to go out with George Raft, you know, years ago, and they won every prize everywhere. Very good dancer. Very light on his feet. Curly, the original Curly. We lost him. We lost something, I'll admit it. However, we got Chimp, who was one of the originals.
Thank you, Curly.
That's a rundown.
We appreciate that.
And even at the very end, Mike, I close with this one. Even at the very end, Larry Fine, his last interview, he's still got fan mail.
That's good.
I'm sure.
40 or 50 letters a day, and I try to answer them all myself.
Think he types those?
Thank you very much, Larry.
I have no secretary. I'm all by myself. And I can write about 8 or 10 letters a day. You know, I do other things, you know, and sit around here. And I keep piling up.
Oh,
and I'm wondering what the kids are thinking of. But I try to write one to every person.
Okay, cold look. I can't stand it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Rob's Thanksgiving gift to the world. Jesus, you are one twisted MF.
Actually,
that's
tragic.
Sure. Very tragic.
Yeah, very.
And he died in the motion picture country home and hospital.
I will like to say this about Larry Fine, Mike.
What's that?
Very brave.
Very brave.
Right to the end.
We'll take a break, come back with news and buzz before your Thanksgiving holiday. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Here he is. Let me hit the right button.
I got excited.
I'm hanging. I'm not on fumes. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thanks, Mike. We're brought to you today by the all-new Raw 2. The new Raw shows feature captivating adult star Carmen Hart, the drunken broadcasting you know and love.
Hiccup.
And surprise guest in a holiday party to remember.
Who came in?
The first show goes up December 26th, but you can pre-order starting, that's this Friday, November 26th.
Hallelujah.
And remember, the Raw shows are included when you order our 2011 VIP Goodest Package with VIP getting their first episode 2 days early.
Very exciting.
Pre-order Raw 2 this Friday at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Excellent.
Since today's show is pre-recorded, it's a chance to catch up on some recent stories that got put off from previous days by other stories.
Okay.
So today, Wednesday, November 24th, 2010, it's our very
first... you laughing that I'm ending after every one of... I'm punctuating every one of Buzz's sentences?
Yes. Are you in a hurry?
I might just keep doing that.
It's like cheering me on.
Yes, it is.
I like it. This is... Today, we present news we didn't have time for.
Absolutely.
This past Sunday... You're going to change. I'm going to win you over.
I'm fine.
I'm going to win you over.
I'm doing fine.
I get a lot of letters.
I got a fountain pen in my skull bow.
But I finished the scene.
Yes.
This past Sunday, freezing rain glazed Minnesota roads, resulting in no fewer than 438 car crashes.
Jeez.
376 of them in Minneapolis, St. Paul. 45 people got hurt. At least two died. One poor woman got thrown from her car. After being thrown from her car, her body slid across the ice where she was hit by another car. At least four police cars were involved in these crashes, and dozens of other people were hospitalized.
She was very brave.
She was brave. Did she die?
No, she made it, actually.
Oh, she made it. She's brave.
Yes.
She finished the scene.
She's very brave. Was her head detached from her body?
No, she remained intact.
Right. Then Rob would have audio of her if that was
I hate that, Mike. It's called an internal decapitation.
It's horrible.
It is, but they're very brave.
Dozens of other people were hospitalized after slipping on sidewalks and such. Now, who doesn't enjoy looks like that? Steps, stoops, porches.
You won't slip on a sidewalk if you shop at Amazon.
That's right, through our website.
They sell salt, I'm sure.
And by Mangrades, and all our fine sponsors.
Who doesn't enjoy a lovely snack while driving their car? What could possibly go wrong, right?
I eat in the car often. How do you think I maintain this figure?
You could even go healthy, like 53-year-old repairman Richard Sylvia, who was popping some high in antioxidants raisins into his mouth while driving his truck.
Okay.
But one of the raisins got lodged in his throat, and suddenly Richard couldn't swallow or breathe. He passed out. The truck swerved back and forth across the road, slamming into an Oldsmobile, but like... any good Roadrunner cartoon, it didn't stop there. Richard's truck bounced off the Olds into a minivan and bounced off the minivan through an entire front lawn, finally crashing to a stop, and then the airbag went off. The airbag hit Richard so hard, it Heimlicked him, and the raisin popped out of his throat.
Fantastic!
That's just awesome. Great.
Once
That's great. We had Larry fight and then an actual real Stooges scene.
That's excellent.
Once Richard could breathe, he awoke to find that neither he nor anyone else in any of the other vehicles had been injured.
Wow.
In Belfast, Ireland, rescue workers were flying in their two-seater plane to a dying patient in Birmingham, England, to deliver a new liver. But like so many other days, it was foggy and it was heavy at the destination airport, and the plane with that new liver crashed on the runway and burst into flames.
That's not good.
Another rescue crew went to rescue the rescuers, and they did. No one died, not even the guy who needed the liver. After the rescue workers rescued other rescuers, they rescued the liver, too.
Wow. Hey,
that's good. I like
it. However,
that's a feel-good story for Thanksgiving.
I question the logic of getting a new liver from Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. That's
a good point.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's like getting, like you're getting a transplanted penis that's larger. It's not going to happen.
I love me the survey, so I look, here's one now. This one says, risky as it is, men are three times more likely to cook in the nude than women.
It's what I'll be doing here when RJ arrives.
Preparing Thanksgiving dinner.
Warn your son, RJ.
All right, let me say hi to your son. Hello, Michael. Come over here and check out and see what I'm making. Yes, I'm naked. Yes, here, look where I hold my spatula.
No.
Mike, you might want to use a mitt on that.
No problem at all.
Oven mitt.
Survey shows more people cook nude than you would expect, especially men. I know that's shocking.
But I actually use a meat thermometer for the entire time just to sort of monitor my own temperature.
And you never lose it.
I never lose it at all until it's time to put it into the bird.
No.
And I believe we set it on...
I love that reaction. Ooh,
I believe we set it on Monday. It doesn't need to be clean.
Doesn't need to be clean. No, it's clean as a whistle.
When folks do wear
by
something...
By pre-Thanksgiving enema.
When people do
98.6!
Right. When people do wear something at the stove, it's usually sweatpants. Naked chef Jamie Oliver says he stopped cooking in the nude a long time ago because, quote, it will end in tears.
Yes.
And finally...
Yeah, the one thing I was going to say about my meat thermometer, Buzz, is when I, it monitors my temperature.
Yes.
Carl will come by occasionally and says, you're not overheating. You're okay.
Right.
And occasionally she'll say, maybe I open the front kitchen window just a little let air in.
I think that's good.
The problem was one Thanksgiving when I took the temperature of the bird and then put the thermometer back.
Zinc.
No. That was not good. That knocked over the green bean salad.
I would think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Thank French fried onions everywhere.
That's right.
They were looking for a big guy.
Those weren't French fried onions.
Oh.
It's a peanut. It's Mike's peanut salad.
Happy what are we doing here? Oh, God.
That's in the shower.
Right.
Finally, they were looking for a big guy, naturally, when they set out to find a spokesman for a restaurant in Arizona called the Heart Attack Grill.
Mm-hmm.
29-year-old Blair River stands at 6'8" and weighs 570 pounds.
Hi.
After he heard the casting call, Blair said, and I quote, "Hey, I'll do it.
I'll do it."
The ad campaign is bound to work. It offers a free meal to anyone over 350 pounds. Oh. The flatliner fries are cooked in lard.
Mm.
They go well with the quadruple bypass burger.
Yum.
You'll want to wash those down with the butterfat shake.
Butterfat shake.
Here's why it's called that. The ad says the shakes are within 0.25% shy of being butter.
I've been there.
Oh, God.
I've been there?
Yeah,
have you
yeah,
been
there? Absolutely.
It's a famous place. It's been on a lot of the food shows.
I would say that while the food just tastes just as good as anywhere else because it's fatty, they just promote it a little more.
Yeah, the whole thing with the nurses and stuff.
It's the nurses that make the experience well worth it.
I got to check that out sometime.
I want one of the shakes.
There you go. He wants the nurses. You want the shakes.
Yeah.
That's a fitting end to our Thanksgiving
Happy holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays. I'm Buzz Butterball on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. And listen, everybody, make sure you have a safe holiday.
Have you had a safe holiday? Yeah. Call me up.
Listen, have a safe holiday out there. Make sure you take care of yourself.
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Warren.
Don't sit on that thermometer.
This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that. Our show today was sponsored by Man Grate.
Right?
Yeah.
Grill a leg of lamb this Thanksgiving on a Man Grate. Don't bake a turkey.
Right.
There's no need for it. He doesn't want socks or sweaters. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron.
Very good.
He wants Man Grates. A grill enhancement system starting at $19.99. I mean, really. Really, do it for fun. Give it to somebody that wants a Man Grate.
Right.
And it comes with the best grill brush ever.
Right.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have places to go.
Now available in quantities of 1-4 Man Grates. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Absolutely.
Have a fabulous, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be back Monday with an all-new broadcast leading up to our fabulous show on Friday, which will be our Christmas Party Tacular.
Yes.
All that's coming up next week. Have a great holiday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Sitting, thinking, sinking, drinking, wondering what I do when I'm through tonight. Smoking, moping, maybe just hoping some little girl will pass on by. Don't wanna be alone, but I love my girl at home. I remember what she said. Thinking